In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
While there's a lot of similarities between both the House and Senate, there are some differences. They have to iron out some differences between various commodity provisions. I guess, though, they will have to kind of tackle some of the bigger picture questions of looking at, one, the baseline budget that they're both working with, how they come up with some of the offsets. Both of them use tax provisions to come up with offsets on spending, but they use different tax provisions. They'll also have to tackle some of the distribution of spending among the various titles, how much goes to nutrition versus conservation versus commodity programs. So those are some of the bigger items. And then once you get down to the details, there's some differences in the cotton program. There's also some differences in payment limit provisions. So they've got some boundaries, I guess, within which to work, but they still do have some key differences as well. And then, of course, there's going to be the question of the administration is whatever comes out of conference committee.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And in particular, March 15th is the most important because that's the date that current provisions are extended through, and that was done through legislation at the end of last year. What that means is that you have really the month of February for both the House and Senate to come together and try to iron out their differences. And if they can do that, then that would still leave time for it to go to the president to be signed sometime in the first half of March. I think they understand probably the need to try to wrap things up, so we hope that occurs.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What happens if nothing were to occur would be that when current laws expire for agriculture, it's set up such that you revert back to permanent law, which goes all the way back to the 1930s or 40s. Technically, that would be what would happen is that we would revert back to permanent law, which had higher support rates, it had acreage controls, it had quotas, it was a much different type program. Now, in reality, I think if it looked like they were not going to make the March 15th deadline to have a new bill in place, they would probably come in and just talk about another piece of legislation to do another short-term extension to maybe get us a little bit further down the road until a time frame that they do get a bill done. So I don't expect we will ever come to the point of reverting back to current law. I think they would look at the possibility of doing another short-term extension.